Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Scott Humphrey, the CEO of the WFCA. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. So you had a meeting last week, and you rolled out this Floor Covering Education Foundation, and I wanted to talk to you about that. Before we get to that, though, real quickly, you've been CEO of the WFCA. How long?
About 6.5 years. It'll be 7 years in April.
Just a small subset of this news that you released last week is the WFCA, which many people know, started the Surfaces trade show and sold it to Hanley Wood, who then sold it to Informa. But that was a big part of what they did. WFCA was formed when two organizations came together, and you are opening up the membership of your association and making it free now, right?
We are. We don't want money to be a barrier. Probably the best analogy I can give you, Kemp, is in times of peace, it can be difficult to get into the military.
Yeah.
They've got pretty strict regulations, but in times of war, those regulations go down. They don't care if you're flat-footed anymore or how good your vision is. They just need all able-bodied men and women to fight the battle, and I think we're at war against an issue that's been really plaguing this industry for 25-plus years, and that's the installation crisis.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to open up memberships, so anybody that gives us correct contact information, once that's verified, they will be a member of the WFCA, and we'll be able to use their voice combined with ours when we go to Washington, D.C., or when we address any of these issues within the industry.
Okay. So you're calling this a Floor Covering Education Foundation. It's a 501c3 organization. I mean, if you had to boil it all out, it's somewhat of a scholarship organization. Is that right?
That's correct. I mean, it will have four purposes, actually. The first will be to recruit and to get new bodies in. Military, prison labor, people groups, whatever it may be. But recruitment would be number one. Number two would be the training and scholarshiping of those people that are coming in, so there is no barrier to them pursuing the education. Number three would be placement, making sure that they have a guaranteed job when they get out. And number four would be measurement of how long we retain them. Mm-hmm. How long do we keep them? There are two barriers typically to the flooring industry when we go after these people, and the first is the education needs to be free because everybody we're competing with, that is the case. The second is we have to be able to guarantee placement, and without an entity whose responsibility is to do that, even though we know we have needs all across the United States, there is no one who can guarantee that, but that's what this organization will do.
All right, so you did some research last year, and you figured out that you're calling this a crisis, that we're having an issue here with qualified, trained installers to put in floor covering, and this research actually told you that the gap was something around between 3,000 and 6,000. That's how many we're losing, or that's how many we need to bring in every year. Is that right?
Yeah, 3,000 to 6,000 if we're able to fill them from within. So as people migrate out through retirement or whatever other means, going to some other occupation, their perception is we'll need 3,000 to 6,000 a year if our helpers can migrate up and become installers. The problem is we're short of helpers, so we believe that number, and on the high end, could be as high as 18,000 a year. But for the next 10 years, they say that we'll be at least 3,000 to 6,000 shy of the number of installers we need right now, if we can meet internal needs through internal migration.
You know, a lot of people say that in the floor covering business right now, we're in a rapid state of flux. And I think what they're talking about is that obviously we've got the movement from soft to hard. We've got the movement from more traditional materials to innovative multi-layered materials. And many of these newer materials require a little bit less time to put in, don't they?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the solutions, Kemp. I mean, when we went to the Blackstone Group, we first asked them to identify that truly is there an installation crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, how severe is that crisis, and is it more severe in certain product categories or areas of the country? And third, we asked them to come up with solutions. What are the solutions to this? And so they verified that there is a shortage. Secondly, there are certain product categories, ceramic, carpet, where the skill of the artisan is more important, that are facing a more severe crisis than we are in other categories that might use a lock system to put the product in.
Mm-hmm.
But the third thing was interesting because we asked them to come up with solutions, and there were really three solutions. One was manufacturers would need to create products that did not need professional installation. That will never be the solution, but it could be a solution long term, and we expect that you'll see more and more of that. The second is to produce products that are less wear and tear on the installer's body while they install, so that we could extend the career of those who are in the installation field today. So research that CFI had done before we acquired key assets of CFI some 3.5 years ago state that the average installer was 55 or older. Mm-hmm. That means we have a lot more people likely to migrate out than we have migrating in to the trade. Third thing, and most obvious, was that we just need more bodies, mm-hmm. and that's their findings.
Yeah. You know, when you start thinking about trades and you start thinking about installation of HVAC, carpenters, plumbing, electricians, one of the things I think the Blackstone Group was telling you in the research is that pay is an issue as well, right?
Well, it is by category. So mm-hmm. you'll note that pay has gone up dramatically in the ceramic world.
Yeah.
Because you have to pay to get it installed. I mean, it's just not an option. Areas like carpet, we have really struggled to get the pay where it needs to be. And I think that's part of the value of an organization like the Floor Covering Education Foundation, because as these people graduate from these approved institutes and have this knowledge of training, retailers or professional flooring dealers in that area will have the opportunity to meet with them during the training itself and begin to court them. Mm-hmm. Well, part of courting them will be, are you willing to pay them what it takes to get them to be with you and to stay with you long term? We even believe that the structuring of the scholarship could help with that, because we see the scholarship paying about half of the fee of the training up front. One quarter of the fee would come from the professional flooring dealer that hires them, and the other quarter of the fee would be in what we call a forgiveness loan, which means that the student owes that money, but if they stay with that professional flooring dealer for a year, then the professional flooring dealer takes on that part of the loan as well.
Yeah, I see. Okay. Now, there's a lot of components to this, and I want to keep the interview short. A couple of things that you wanted to point out is that there's a lot of trade associations that are all in on this, right, in all kinds of different flooring categories. Is that right?
Yeah, we do, and that's part of our goal. Obviously, we can't go to every individual person or every individual manufacturer, entity, distributor, trucking companies, anybody who relies on the flooring industry. We just don't have time for all those face-to-face meetings, or haven't yet. We'll do a lot of that. But the people we have met with and we've talked to personally about this, the reception has been amazing. And indeed, the feedback at the presentation the other day, the feedback we received from that was great, too. It's just hard to find a reason not to be involved in this, because we're all about solving the problem, and we don't care who gets the credit. It's one of the things that this industry has really struggled with over the years, is they didn't want to do something because it didn't reflect positively on them. And our belief is, you know, the old saying, a rising tide raises all ships. We believe that this is an industry-wide problem, and it will take an industry-wide solution. So this foundation will function independently, simply under the umbrella of the World Floor Covering Association, much the way that FCIF, the Floor Covering Industry Foundation, that helps people with catastrophic illness pay their medical bills. It will function in much the same way.
Mm-hmm. And who's going to head this up?
Well, that's to be determined.
Okay.
Right now we're working on the board, mm-hmm. and we'll get key players from the industry that will be a part of that board. We hope to gather that board together the early part of January, and then we'll begin the search for an executive director.
Uh-huh. All right, got it. Look, some of the components that you threw out last week is that you're going to have 18-wheelers that are going to be rolling training facilities, right?
Yeah, we ran into an issue where we were trying to get the people that needed to be trained to come to us. We built the school in Forney, Texas. The problem is people couldn't afford to have somebody gone for 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. Many professional flooring dealers would rather roll the dice and put somebody out there that really isn't qualified because they couldn't afford not to take the job. Mm-hmm. But they certainly couldn't afford to send them away for 5 weeks and have them out of hand. But if we could take the training to them, and we're doing some of that now where we send blueprints to somebody and say, listen, build out the school and we'll come to you and train. The difference on this, it'll be on wheels. We'll actually come to them, and these 18-wheelers, they ramp out into about a 1,000-square-foot facility, complete with restrooms, and we have the ability to do the training where we have the need. Mm-hmm. And that way, the people that are trained don't have to worry about being sent off somewhere. They'll actually be able to find established workers in their own area.
All right, Scott, this is a lot to talk about. There's a lot of details. So you've got trade associations on board, and you're right now you're working on getting major manufacturers on board as well, right?
Yeah, we've had meetings with some of the major manufacturers. Those meetings have gone amazingly well. Again, everybody agreeing that there is a need to do something about this and everybody wanting to be part of the solution. And, Kemp, that's the theme, and you'll see this all over. It surfaces in January. Be part of the solution. If we know the problem exists and we're not doing something to solve it, then we're part of the problem. Mm-hmm. And we're challenging people to quit talking about this issue, which is what this industry has done for years, and to be a part of the solution. And that's what FCEF is.
All right, Scott. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us and telling us a little bit more about this. Again, we're talking to Scott Humphrey, the CEO of the WFCA, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.